88.9 Shine FM. Each and every Wednesday, we get to check in with Kimberly Eckert from the Eckert Psychology and Education Center. And well, today is no different. We say good morning to Kimberly Eckert.
Good morning, Daryl.
How are you?
I am well. I am inspired today. I feel such joy that science continues to point us back to what the Bible says.
And yeah, and it's so cool. I know we were just talking a little bit off air here, but God created science, so it makes sense, right?
It does. And yet, I think that often, yeah, we don't slow down enough to make these connections, to see what is happening in social sciences and research. And then we're going to just spend time again this month pointing us back to what Jesus already told us and how science is proving this over and over.
So we're continuing our series from last month. It is the top 10 insights from the science of a meaningful life. So what have you got for us today?
Okay. Treating yourself gets really old fast, but giving to others doesn't. So one of the realities for us as humans is that the pursuit of happiness doesn't last very long because we adapt quickly to the good things in life. Psychologists have given this a name because, you know, we like to label stuff, and it's called hedonic adaptation. So it's why going to your favorite restaurant, Daryl, every day would be super exciting at first, but would soon become routine and, oh, can you believe it, boring eventually. There is a study in psychological science that suggests that all activities are not actually created equal when it comes to this hedonic adaptation. What they found is they divided a group of participants into two, gave money to both, and then asked one group to spend the money on themselves, and then the other group, they told them to buy whatever they wanted and to give it to somebody else. So they had to buy the same thing every day. So the one group bought the same thing every day for themselves. The other bought something that was the same every day but gave it away. And not a shocker to us, if we're paying attention to Acts 20:35, where it says it's more blessed to give than to receive, the participants who spent money on others, their happiness remained high throughout the entire study.
That is so cool.
Isn't it cool? Yes. So again, take time to spread loving kindness to the people around you today.
That's awesome. I actually have a friend, when he starts getting grumpy, he goes out and gives money away, or he gives stuff away.
That is so congruent with what this research is saying, and again, what the Bible says.
So Kimberly, if folks need help with whether it's this or anything else going on in the family life, what have you got for us at the Eckert Psychology and Education Center?
Well, we actually have a new psychologist on staff that I wanted to share with the Shine listeners. Her name is Melissa Yu. I loved her the first time I met her. What's beautiful about her is that she really focuses on helping children and families succeed by capitalizing on their strengths. And Melissa loves Jesus. And so I really encourage people who are looking to build a relationship with a strong, caring professional, Melissa might be the right person. So we give a gift certificate away. You might use it to go see Melissa or one of the other psychologists on our team. And let's go with caller number 3 today.
Caller number 3 right now, 403-276-8888. Thanks, Kimberly.
Thank you, Daryl.